Please welcome Fat But Dieting Albert.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Look who's losing weight! It's Fat Albert, and I'm on my way to yoga. After a good sweat, 30 minutes in the sauna, and a crisp garden salad with a half a Tiger's Milk power bar for dessert, I'm gonna then go for a walk in the park, since it's such a lovely day. You know, the scales say I've only lost 11 pounds since I started dieting, but if you ask me, my clothes fit a whole lot better, and it's been a whole week since I last tripped over my own titty, stepping out of... stepping out of the shower.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, hey, Dumb Donald.
You want to come over and play dominoes with me and Bucky?
Sorry, Dumb Donald, but I'm heading to the gym.
The gym? You go to the gym?
Well, yeah. I already dropped 11 pounds. Can't you tell?
11 pounds? That's like taking a bucket of sand from the beach.
You know what you are, Dumb Donald? You're a Melissa Gayheart.
A Melissa Gayheart?
Yeah, because you're always running people down. Listen, motherfucker, I had to work damn hard just to lose 11 pounds. And before you say it, it ain't water weight, player hater. You know how uncomfortable it is being the fattest guy at the gym? Of course you don't. You Dumb Donald. You don't even have the good sense not to fuck with a man four times your size. I will beat your nappy head in. Wearing a ski mask in the middle of the day. Unless you hitting the slopes or robbing the bank, take that shit off, motherfucker. That's right. I said it. It's about time someone did sand on the beach. Well, at least I'm doing something about the adjective at the beginning of my name. I could lose, fat bitch. I'm afraid you stuck with dumb. I'm tired of your shit, Donald.
Why, fat? I mean, dire. I mean, not Fat Albert. Bucky and I will wait if you still want to play dominoes after your workout, that is.
That sound cool, darling. Maybe I'll take you up on that. I'll catch you and Bucky later. Dumb Donald, all right. He's just a little slow, that's all. He doesn't realize the difficult nature of my volatile metabolism, that I have trouble breaking down complex carbohydrates that quickly turn into sugar that then becomes fat, which my body type has trouble dissolving because of a combination of poor genetics and 34 years of eating a box of Ho-Hos every day for breakfast. But who am I kidding? Dumb Donald just dumb. He didn't get that nickname by accident, you know. He hear Ho-Ho, and he think I was talking about his mama. Dumb Donald's so dumb, he didn't even meet the collegiate academic requirements at Barbizon. Dumb Donald's so dumb, he once told me how proud he was to finally be able to count to J. Yep, Dumb Donald dumb, all right. But then again, his skinny ass playing dominoes with Bucky while I'm fixing to spend an hour sweating like Courtney Love at church. A live show can be a cruel bitch sometimes. A cruel bitch, I tell you.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, hey, Weird Harold. What you doing, dog?
Rudy and I just scored a few fatties off Mudfoot. We's headed over to Mushmouth to smoke this crap up and listen to some new R. Kelly. You in, fat man?
You're bad, Harold. You're bad, man. You know I can't be doing that.
What? You don't smoke? Well, you afraid Bill's gonna find out? Man, you like the world's worst golfer. You lost your balls, you punk-ass bitch.
Punk-ass bitch? F*** you, motherfucker. I ain't afraid of no Bill, you fatty boom boom Washington looking motherfucker. I ought to break my foot off in your lanky ass. Smoke weed. You know I can smoke some weed. I will smoke weed's ass. I am Bob Marley up in this motherfucker. That's smoke weed for you, but you know I'm on a diet. I can't afford no munchies right now. Grass get me hungrier than a motherfucker. One fucking toke, and I'll be dick deep in a bag of Doritos or a pan of chocolate chip brownies. Call me a bitch. Say it again, and I will break your shit in half. You dig, Harold?
Yeah, Albert, I dig. Sorry, man. I forgot about the diet thing. Maybe later we can hook up and play some touch football in the junkyard or something.
Yeah, maybe if I'm not too tired. We cool, man. I'll catch you later. Oh, Weird Harold, all right. He just live in his own world, that's all. He don't come about much, but he cool. And Skinny Man, Weird Harold's so skinny, he a stunt double in Sally Struthers infomercials. Tell me I'm scared of Bill. I ain't scared of no one.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, hey, Bill.
How about some pudding?
Man, you are one pudding-eating mother... I mean, you like some pudding.
Well, it's not like pudding in pie, or pudding in a dish, or pudding in a cup. I do love some pudding. Pudding, 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 pudding.
I wish you'd quit all pudding talk, Bill. I really do. It's hard enough staying on this diet of mine with all that pudding talk.
Maybe you should go on the all-pudding diet. Because who could give up pudding, Albert? It's good, 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 good. Pudding on a spoon, pudding on a fork, pudding on a stick.
I said stop talking about pudding, motherfucker. I'm so hungry I half want to stab you in the chest just to lick the pudding off your fingers. And you sitting here waving in my face like a stripper's. My resistance is low, Bill. Damn low. Terrible low. If I eat one more goddamn carrot stick, I'm gonna puke. My God, Bill, first you grow up to draw me with an immense weight problem, then you taunt me with whipped fat. Why don't you hurry and draw my heart attack episode so I can leave this cruel, cruel world of yours? I want to eat, goddammit. I want to smoke. I want to play dominoes. But you know what I don't want to do? Go to the f***ing gym. Oh, and one last thing. You can't make pudding on a stick, biatch.